A reading from Mark 9, 24-29. Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we have driven it out?" He replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer."
There's a lot of reverberation going on here. Bringing the little boy back to life when he seems to be dead. The whole idea of affliction being a dark spirit that has somehow penetrated into the human body and turned it into something that we today would call sickness or disease. When I watch television and listen to all of these authorities, they're always doctors. The doctors of this, doctors of that, and they're always telling us that disease is a physical thing. And so their own unbelief is that the human body actually could be afflicted by a spiritual malady rather than just a physical one. Obviously, physical maladies are reality, but I think this other part that Jesus is talking about. What really caught my attention a long time ago was the father saying, "Help me to overcome my unbelief." I think that's a prayer we all need to pray on a daily basis. Help me to overcome my unbelief. Because just as it is such a wonderful thing to believe, as you one time said, I'm always leaking and I need to be filled up with the Holy Spirit that does help me to overcome my unbelief.
Yeah, the whole aspect of Jesus' ministry is that he's always inviting people into participation. He's always sharing opportunities for faith. He's sharing his authority. He's saying to people, come in and be a part of this process. And yesterday we saw that Jesus declares everything is possible for one who believes. Everything within the scope of God's vision is possible, and he even gives a clue to how that comes about in his response to the disciples at the end of this declaration. They ask him, how come we couldn't drive the spirit out? They tried, but they were not successful. And Jesus says, this kind can come out only by prayer. Well, never in the encounter does he pray. So what you have to think about, what's he saying? He's talking about the depth of his conversation with God on a regular basis, the Father, so to the point that he could see things from the Father's perspective. In John, he'll say, I only go where the Father's going. I only say what the Father is saying. The reason Jesus could see the complete possibility of everything was because he was seeing through the Father's eyes, and that was fostered in a life of intimacy and conversation with God in prayer. And Jesus is off by himself all the time. And because of that, he develops the ability, he has an ear that's tuned to speak the God reality into every situation that he faces.